Understanding the significance of social structures in pets. Understanding the significance of social structures in pets is key to creating a happy home for you and your furry friends. Your pets have their own social rules and standards. They communicate in ways you might not even notice. By learning how these structures work, you can build stronger bonds with your pets and improve their behavior. This article will guide you through the basics of pet social structures and how to enhance communication with your beloved companions. Get ready to unlock a whole new level of understanding and connection with your pets. The basics of pet social structures. What are pet social structures? When you think about your pets, have you ever considered how they interact with each other? Pets have social structures, just like humans. These structures are the ways pets relate to one another, forming groups or hierarchies. For example, dogs often have a leader, while cats may form loose groups. Understanding these social structures helps you see how your pets behave and interact. This knowledge can also be complemented by exploring strategies for understanding social behaviors in ferrets. How do social structures affect pet behavior? Social structures play a significant role in how your pets act. For instance, if you have multiple dogs, the one that acts as the leader may be more confident, while others might follow. Here are some ways social structures can impact behavior. 1. Confidence levels. A dominant pet may show more confidence. 2. Play styles. Pets with different roles play differently. Leaders might be more assertive. 3. Conflict resolution. Understanding roles can help prevent fights. Understanding the importance of pet hierarchy. Pet hierarchy is crucial for a peaceful home. It helps pets know their place and reduces stress. When pets understand who is in charge, they are less likely to fight. Here's a simple table to illustrate how hierarchy works. Role. Leader behavior example. Takes charge in play impact on group. Guides the group role. Follower behavior example. Waits for cues impact on group. Supports the leader role. Outsider behavior example. Observes from a distance impact on group. Less involved in your home. Knowing these roles can help you manage your pets better. If you notice one pet is always the leader, you can encourage positive behaviors and help the others feel secure. This understanding aligns well with validating social behaviors in exotic species. The role of communication in pet socialization. How pets communicate within their social groups. Pets have their own ways of talking to each other. They use sounds, body language, and even smells. For example, dogs might bark or wag their tails, while cats might purr or rub against you. This is how they express their feelings and connect with others in their group. Understanding these communication methods can enhance your approach to pet care, as discussed in the role of genetics in animal behaviors. Here's a quick look at some common ways pets communicate. Type of communication. Vocal sounds example. Barking or meowing meaning. Alerting or wanting attention type of communication. Body language example. Tail wagging meaning. Happy or excited type of communication. Scent marking example. Scratching or sniffing meaning. Claiming territory or agreeing. Understanding these signals helps you see what your pet is feeling. It's like learning a new language. The impact of communication on pet relationships. Good communication is key to strong relationships among pets. When they understand each other, they feel safe and happy. If a dog barks too much, it might annoy other pets. But if they learn to communicate well, they can play together and build friendships. This is similar to creating a trusting environment for exotic pets. Think about your own pets. When they get along, it's often because they can read each other's cues. A friendly cat might approach a dog slowly, while the dog wags its tail to show it's friendly too. This back and forth helps them form bonds. Understanding pet communication systems. Each type of pet has its own way of talking. Dogs might use barks and growls, while cats use hisses and purrs. Fish, on the other hand, communicate through movements and colors. Knowing these systems helps you understand your pet better. This knowledge is essential for recognizing the effects of isolation on pets. For example, if your dog is growling, it might be scared or protecting something. Recognizing this can prevent problems before they start. Here's a simple breakdown of common pet signals. Pet type. Dog's communication method. Barking, what it means. Alert or excited pet type. Cat's communication method. Purring, what it means. Content or seeking affection pet type. Fish communication method. Color change, what it means. Stress or comfort level. When you understand these systems, you can help your pets socialize better. It's all about being aware and responsive to their needs. The benefits of understanding social structures in pets. Enhancing pet care through social awareness. Understanding how pets interact with each other can transform your approach to pet care. When you recognize the social structures within your pet species, you can tailor their environment to meet their needs. For instance, if you have a dog, knowing that they thrive in packs can lead you to provide opportunities for socialization with other dogs. This not only keeps them happy but also reduces behavioral issues. You can also explore creating diverse enrichment options to keep your pets engaged. 1. Observe their interactions. Watch how your pet behaves with others. This can give you insights into their needs and preferences. 2. Create a social environment. Arrange playdates or visits to dog parks. This can help your pet feel more secure and fulfilled. 3. Educate yourself. Learn about your pet's species-specific behaviors. This knowledge can guide you in making better care decisions. Building stronger bonds with your pets. When you understand the social structures of your pets, you can build a deeper connection with them. Pets, just like people, have their own ways of forming relationships. By recognizing their social cues, you can respond in ways that strengthen your bond. This is particularly relevant when considering training techniques for ferrets. 1. Use positive reinforcement. Reward your pet when they interact well with you or others. This builds trust. 2. Engage in play. Playtime is not just fun, it's a way to communicate and bond. Choose games that mimic their natural behaviors. 3. Respect their space. Not all pets are social butterflies. Understanding when your pet needs alone time is crucial for a healthy relationship. The significance of social structures in pets for a happy home. Social structures play a pivotal role in creating a happy home for your pets. By understanding these dynamics, you can foster an environment where your pets feel safe and loved. Here's how. Social structure, pack animals, dogs, impact on your pet. Need for companionship, your action. Organize playdates, social structure. Solitary cats, impact on your pet. Value alone time, your action. Create cozy spots, social structure. Social birds, impact on your pet. Thrive in groups, your action. Provide a flock or companions. Understanding the significance of social structures in pets can lead to a more harmonious living situation for everyone in your home. By fostering these structures, you enhance not only your pet's lives but also your own.